I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Chico Now. Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and KKXX.net, where we are live streaming. What that means for you, in my mind, folks are at work because it's 12:30, or they're at home and at 5:30 and cooking their meal or getting ready, revved up to, or maybe it is 9 o'clock and you just got the kids to bed and you missed the first few minutes of the show, in which case you're missing me talking about this. But live streaming means that you could be sitting at your desk, putting your headphones into the headphone jack and listen to this while you do whatever it is that you do for a job. Whether you're a receptionist or an accountant, probably not a therapist because you will be talking to your clients. Or maybe you're doing case notes and you put your headphones in. Either way, you can listen to us live streaming online and you can also listen to our podcasts. So if you miss part of the show, you can go back and download them and listen to them on the computer, kkxx.net. Okay, so before we get started, I need to talk to you about a little something that's coming up that's very dear to me, and it's called Treasures of Life 2016 Walk for Life, and this is the benefit for the Women's Resource Clinic. The Women's Resource Clinic offers pregnancy tests, confidential consultation, ultrasound imaging, Earn While You Learn program. They connect their clients to community resources. They provide education about adoption, the risks of abortion, and help with parenting. They have a post-abortion recovery group and judgment-free support. So I was just talking with one of my colleagues about this here at the station, about how people who have abortions, and that's really sad, and that's really, you know, we can think about folks who experience that any way that we want to think about them, right? But I think it's really important that we have empathy because all of us are children of the Lord. And there is nothing that my son, either of my sons, could ever do that would make me love them any less. Nothing. I mean, even if they committed murder, which is horrible, but say they did that, I would be disappointed and I'd be hurt and confused and have all my own emotions about it. But would I stop loving them? Would my heart turn cold? Absolutely not. My heart would love them so much. And so I think that the fact that they have judgment-free support in a post-abortion recovery group for women who have made that choice is just further evidence of their walk with the Lord, of their maturity in the Lord. Their Earn While You Learn program for mothers and fathers, that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite parts about their program. Because when people need things, when there's more month than there are diapers, their baby has been sick and going through a lot of formula or what have you, and you're looking for, they can't afford to go out. They budgeted for X number of diapers. They budgeted for X number of cans, and there's the month happened and they're out, and that's not anyone's fault. Children are not predictable. But they can't afford it. They don't have it and they don't know what to do. They can go to the Women's Resource Clinic and pick that up. But they don't just get it. They're not just handing it out. It's not just a Band-Aid. In order to obtain those diapers, to obtain that formula, you do a little class. And it's usually a video that you watch for a few minutes and a questionnaire that you fill out while you're watching the video. And then you have a short conversation with the person that's working there. And it's on a specific topic, on parenting, on discipline, on nighttime routines, on getting your child to have better behavior. Whatever it is that's going to benefit you and your life. And other things, budgeting, conflict resolution with your spouse. Oh my goodness, I did the entire segment about the Women's Resource Clinic and I didn't even talk about their Walk for Life. That's Saturday, April 3rd at Bidwell Park at the 1 Mile Recreation Area. And you can find out more about it by Googling Women's Resource Clinic. Go on Google. Or visit them at 115 West 2nd Avenue here in Chico. I don't actually see any contact information on this flyer.
Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Every Monday, we have a subtitle called Helping People, and we talk about relationships. I do this because I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. Once again, my name is Jessica Wilkerson, and today I wanted to talk to you about parenting in within the realm of conflict in the marriage. So you are in the season of conflict. You know, we all know that marriages have seasons of peace and seasons of happiness and joy where everyone's getting along, and seasons of conflict where you have growing pains in your relationship. That's how I choose to envision it whenever I'm in that season. Like, this is just a season where we're getting it all out, all the things that we need to grow about ourselves, and the relationship itself as its own entity needs to use to grow. But when you're in that place, it's hard to look at that big picture. So I wanted to talk to you about when you're in that place and you're struggling with your spouse, what that looks like with parenting. Because often we are not, I have so many things I want to say, I just don't know how to get them all out at once. We are not islands, and our marriage is not an island, and our relationships with our children are not an island. We're more of a Venn diagram, right? So while we're working on one thing, we have all these other things going on around us. And so say you're in that place of conflict, and you've been in that place of conflict for a while, and you're finally at a place where you're starting to read some marriage self-help books, which, by the way, there are some really good ones out there.
Michelle Wiener has some. Harville Hendricks does Imago Therapy and Getting the Love You Want. John Gottman has a ton of great books. So if you need any book resources, let me tell you, I've got them for you. There's another one, His Needs, Her Needs. The name of that author is not in my brain at this present moment. Anyways, those are some amazing books. So if you're doing that, or say you've started going to couples counseling and you're meeting with a therapist once a week, you know, that is not a quick fix. None of these are. So you're working on the marriage, but it's still in that state of growth. You're still trying, but you have kids. And now, even though you're trying so hard to get things where you'd like them to be, the kids are acting up. They're disobeying. They're skipping school. They're refusing to do their homework. They're rolling their eyes. They're being disrespectful or disobedient, noncompliant, whatever the word is that you want to call it. It's just not what you had expected. And now you have one more thing to focus on, and it can feel like one step forward and two steps back, right? And it can be so overwhelming for people. And I just wanted to tell you that, number one, I want to commend you for working on your relationship, because when you're in that season, it is really hard. You're also holding down your career and your job, and maybe you have a little bit of a social life, and all of the other things that you are keeping together, and you're working on the marriage, and you're working on your kids, and it's just a lot on your plate, and you're feeling like so unappreciated and overutilized. I understand how all of that, and nothing helps the other thing. You have too many things and not enough hands. And your kids feel it. They feel it because they are not islands either. And so while it feels like, I don't need this from you guys, I've got enough going on with your other parent. I've got enough going on with your mom. I've got enough going on with your dad. I don't need this from you too. That's really not how they're feeling. They're feeling like these people are so wrapped up in themselves that they don't even care about me. They don't care at all. And so I want to take you backwards a little bit in time. And I want you to think about when your child was just a little dude. We're going to go with males for this example. Or a little dudette. He was just a little dude, and you were feeding him. Oh, and he was nursing or drinking his bottle, or when he was two and his juicy little lips were giving you big slobbery kisses and his chubby little arms were wrapped around your neck and you're breathing in that maple dirty kid smell from running around. They're real sweaty and dusty. And you're giving them a bath. And you're fantasizing about when they're old enough to do t-ball. And you're fantasizing about when you guys are going to go to the carnival and sit on Santa's lap. What are you fantasizing about? You're fantasizing about your relationship.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. To ask for every Sunday. While we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be there. But I could be that guy.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I just want to remind you that while this show is therapeutic in nature, it is not a substitute for therapy. If anything that we talk about on here triggers you and you feel like you need to explore it more, don't wait for next week's show. It might not even be on this topic. seek someone out in your community who you can talk with and who's qualified and has the credentials to talk with you about the topic that is triggering you. So if it's spiritually based, you know, you can talk to a counselor or your pastor. Well, you could talk to your pastor about anything, really. That's my opinion, not my professional opinion. My opinion is. But if it's about depression or anxiety or conflict resolution, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are trained in that field. Marriage and family therapists, while it's our title is marriage and family therapy, we work with all of those other diagnoses. And because all of those diagnoses affect your relationship with the people in your lives who you care about. And so really how what things are affecting your relationship, that's what we work with. So we were talking about, when we went to the break, what are the things that you dreamed of when your little one, when your teenager or your preteen was a little dude? What were you dreaming of? You were dreaming of like taking him for their sand pictures, and you were dreaming of t-ball, and you were dreaming of ballet lessons. And then the kid turned into this 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old, and they, like an alien, took over. Ugh. So I heard that expression when mine was a little guy, and I just kind of rolled my eyes, like, whatever. No, it's true. It's so true. But now they're this completely contrary person, and contrary to who they used to be. They may not be contrary people in spirit, right? They're just not who they were when they were little dudes. And you are trying to navigate this tumultuous time in your marriage, and you're trying to save that, and you're working really hard on it. And now your kiddo is being defiant with his teachers, or she's dating a boy that you know is not the right boy for her, and you're trying so hard to get it in their head that this is not good behavior. Well, I want to tell you that the primary way to get your children to listen to you and to heed this wise advice that you have for them, because you do have wise advice, is relationship building. And you might say, he hasn't done his homework. Every night he's failing math. He doesn't need me to take him to the ballpark when he's failing math. I'll take him to the ballpark when he gets that grade up. Well, you know what? He's not going to get that grade up. It doesn't matter. His grade does not matter to him. That is not his priority. That's your priority. And you can't make someone else prioritize the things that are important to you. You just can't. You can't force them to. You can't give consequences and expect them to prioritize that. Now, they might behave in a way to avoid the consequence, which might seem like compliance. Oh, finally, he's doing it. But the minute that consequence goes away, it's still not his priority to do it, right? So how do we make that his priority? How do we do that? Well, how do we influence that? I'm going to tell you right now, through relationship. It's through relationship. So in the Bible, it says it's not by works that we get into heaven, right? But by faith. By faith. That's by, you know, having faith that God is good and just, and we love him and we know that he exists, etc. And he doesn't want us to try to get to heaven in order to avoid hell, right? So by doing all of the stuff that we're doing to avoid hell, we'll by default go to heaven. No, because we'll get up there and he says, I never knew you, because he wants a relationship with us. Well, that's the big picture. The big picture is relationship. And so he wants us to be behaving in the way that we're supposed to be behaving according to his word, because we care about our relationship with him. And we want him to be proud of us and look at how good I'm doing. That's what we want for our kids. So I want you to think about all of those dreams you had with your kids and start acting on them, not despite their grades, not in order to influence them to do those grades, but because those kids deserve it. And because you deserve it. You deserve it. You're working really hard on everything. And you deserve those dreams that you had when you snuggled that little guy, when you brought him home from the hospital. all those happy dreams of a happy life, you, mom and dad, you deserve that happy life. So, yeah, maybe the grade is something he needs to work on, but you still get to go have ice cream with your kid because you deserve it. You still get to go to that ball game. And maybe you come home early and say you're doing your homework. Build relationship. That's the point. This is Jessica Wilkerson.